Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio, who keeps the map at Long War Journal. And it's a real-time map that moves according to the clock. We're now a filing that Bill put up July 22nd. Headline: Taliban battles Afghan military for control of Kandahar City. They were fighting on the outskirts. That's when we had that gruesome report of a stand-up comedian who had been a policeman for a while, was taken to a tree and had his throat cut. And there was a warning that this looked like revenge, retaliation. When you filed about Kandahar City, Bill, what was the significance of Kandahar? What did that tell you?
Yeah, and at this point, by mid-July or end of July at the point of filing this, not a lot of whole hell of a lot changed on the district map. The numbers sort of stabilized. And what we saw at this point in time was it became clear to me that the Taliban were now moving to go. They figured they had enough districts here. This was my guess anyway. And it was time to go for the jugular, to go for the capitals. Because not only at July 22nd, when we're talking, the Taliban controlled 222 districts. They contested 112. And so that was over two-thirds of, over three-quarters of Afghanistan was either controlled or heavily contested. Kandahar City is the that was the birthplace of the Taliban, is Kandahar. The city itself is important for the Taliban. That was essentially where Mullah Omar ruled. So this is, this would be a key, not just a strategic win. It signaled the Taliban's control of the south, but it'd be a propaganda win that the Taliban would take the capital where Mullah Omar ruled, where the Taliban was founded. But oddly enough, Kandahar was not the first city to fall. This is where one of the things that really rankles me, John, is that when the, people say that the Afghan military didn't fight. They did fight, but in many cases, some cases they surrendered, some cases they ran, and in some cases they fought, but they just didn't fight well. And in the case of Kandahar City and Helmand, in Lashkargah, they were just outnumbered. The Taliban took all over the districts. And that was very clear to me also early on in this. By mid, July, the Taliban took over every other district in Kandahar except for the city and one other where the major airport was located. To me at that point, if something significant didn't happen, that it was endgame for Kandahar.
Let's go to August 2nd. You're filing: Taliban Afghan forces battled for control of Helmand's capital. Lead line: after days of heavy fighting with Afghan security forces, the Taliban has entered Lashkargah, the capital of Helmand province. What did that tell you, Bill? August 2nd.
Yeah, so at this point in time, you had the Taliban battling for Lashkargah. This battle was ongoing, but at that point in time, they entered the city and heavy fighting. And then the government at this point in time was battling for control of, basically was clinging onto control to some government buildings, maybe a neighborhood or two. You had the same thing going on in Kandahar. You had the same thing going on in Farah, in the neighboring province. Lashkargah is another key. Like Kandahar City and Lashkargah are basically the twin capitals of the south. Either one of those goes, and the south is essentially under Taliban control. So now you have forces, and then you have the same problem in Herat up in the north. And several other capitals where the Taliban are on the edge of the city or probing or controlling neighborhoods within the cities. At this point in time, the Afghan security forces were wholly reliant on the Air Force and the commandos.
Let's run through your countdown. August 8th, the Taliban overran the capitals of Kunduz. On August 7th, the Taliban seized control of Shabir Ghan, the capital of Jawzjan province. On August 6th, Siraj, the capital of Nimram province. Day by day, they're making an advance. They're sweeping the country. So when we come back, we know that Kabul has now fallen. What is the situation now not only for the Taliban, but for its kindred of Cain. That would be Al-Qaeda and its opponent, ISIS. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.